السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أمين يا رب العالمين. سبحان الله. We mentioned the father of Hazrat Muawiyah رضي الله عنه, صخر بن حرب أبو سفيان رضي الله عنه, بن أمية بن عبد شمس بن عبد مناف, Hazrat عثمان رضي الله عنه, all from the same lineage, the same family, family of Hazrat أمية. Hazrat عثمان رضي الله عنه hails from the Umayyah family as well. Umayyah bin Abi al-As bin Abd al-Shams bin Abd Manaf. So Hazrat Sakhr bin Harb's son was his eldest son, Hazrat Yazid bin Abi Sufyan رضي الله عنه, and his youngest son was Hazrat Muawiyah رضي الله عنه. He had another son by the name Ambasa رحمه الله رضي الله عنه. Hazrat Abdullah bin Amr radiallahu anhu narrates, this is Abdullah bin Amr bin As radiallahu anhu, that Hazrat Muawiyah radiallahu anhu was a scribe of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yaktubu li Rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Abu Awana narrates from Abu Hamza, who narrates from Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhu, who says, I was playing with my friends and Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam called me and then said, Ud'u li Muawiyah. Call Muawiyah radiallahu anhu for me. Because Hazrat Muawiyah used to write down wahi for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Irbad bin Sariya radiallahu anhu heard Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam one day calling others to join him in the suhoor meal in the month of Ramadan. He said, come, have this blessed morning meal. Halumma ila al-ghada al-mubarak. Then I heard Allah's Nabi in that make dua. Oh Allah, علم معاوية الكتاب والحساب وقيه العذاب. Oh Allah, you teach معاوية رضي الله عنه the book, which is the Quran. Teach him accounting, حساب, how to calculate precisely, with precision. And Allah, save him from the fire of Jahannam. عبد الرحمن بن أبي عميرة رضي الله عنه said, I heard Allah's Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم made dua. And this is in Musnad al-Imam Ahmad and Tirmidhi. That, oh Allah, make Muawiyah Hadi and Mahdi. Make him one who will guide others. And make him one who will be upon Hidayah. Wahdi bihi and guide others through him. Muhammad bin Shu'aib says that Marwan bin Janah narrates to us from Yunus bin Maysara that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spoke to Hazrat Abu Bakr and Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhuma concerning some matter. They both responded, Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam knows best. The Messenger of Allah then said, indicate to me what you'll feel. And then he said, call Muawiyah radiallahu anhu. And then he said to them radiallahu anhum, bring him close to you all and make him present when you'll discuss issues, because he is capable and honest. فَإِنَّهُ قَوِيٌ أَمِينٌ. Zahabi rahimahullah narrates this from Ibn Asakir on page 127 of his Siru Alam al-Nubala. Abu Mushir and Ibn A'id narrate from Sadaqa bin Khalid, who narrates from Wahshi bin Harb bin Wahshi radiallahu anhum. So this is Harb bin Wahshi's son, who narrates, and grandson, the grandson of the great Hazrat Wahshi radiallahu anhu. So Wahshi bin Harb bin Wahshi narrates from his father, who in turn narrates from his grandfather, who is Wahshi radiallahu anhu, the famous Sahabi of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam, who perpetrated that severe blunder prior to his Islam, where he was the one who killed Hazrat Hamza radiallahu anhu during Uhud, but he embraced Islam and changed his life. So that was prior to his Islam, subhanallah. Yes, there is a report where Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam was hurt when he saw him and asked him, requested him, that I wouldn't want my face, your face to come before me. This is actually the mercy of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't want the Sahabi to be deprived of the blessings of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by Allah's beloved, remembering his beloved uncle Hamza. So Allah's beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam requested him that don't sit right in front of me. It takes me down memory lane, but sit next to me, sit on one side. But he was welcomed into Islam That's why there's even a report where Allah's beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sends Sahaba to explain to him the verses of the Quran where he was doubting that it's not possible that Allah can forgive him. But finally, when the verse was revealed, قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَطُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. Allah's beloved said to the Sahaba, رضي الله عنه, go tell him about this verse. Because prior to that, he objected that I perpetrated so much of wrong. Shirk, I murdered. You know, in my past there was adultery. And Allah does not forgive such crimes. And then so forth. And finally, Allah's beloved sent this verse. Say, O my servants, Allah says, who have transgressed upon their souls, never lose hope in the mercy of Allah. And turn to Allah. Repent unto Him. وَأَنِيبُوا إِلَىٰ رَبِّكُمْ And submit to Him. وَأَسْلِمُوا لَهُ Before, if we don't change, the punishment of Allah will come all of a sudden. So this Sahabi changed, Allahu Akbar. And he atoned for his past. He became a Sahabi of Rasulullah. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said one day Allah's beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was riding with Hazrat Muawiyah behind him. And Allah's Nabi addressed Muawiyah such saying, what is behind me from your body? Ma yalini mink, what is touching me? He said, it is my belly, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then Allah's beloved made dua, Allahumma mla'hu ilman wa zada fihi abu mushirin wa hilman. O Allah, fill his belly with knowledge and forbearance. So subhanallah, Hazrat Muawiyah radiyallahu anhu, what a sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who sadly is oppressed by those who don't understand and who don't appreciate and who don't value the sahaba kiram radiyallahu anhum. It was through Hazrat Muawiyah radiyallahu anhu and his family where deen reached far and wide right around the globe. Ibn Kathir rahimahullah says that Hazrat Muawiyah radiyallahu anhu is actually a protective covering of the Sahaba radiyallahu anhu. He quotes Abu Tawbah al-Rabi'ah rahimahullah concerning this. And he says, when one violates that protective covering, فَإِذَا كَشَفَ الرَّجُلُ السِّتْرِ اِجْتَرَأَ عَلَىٰ مَا وَرَأَهُ. When one starts violating the right of Hazrat Muawiyah radiyallahu anhu, then he will definitely go further and then disregard and disrespect Sahaba radiallahu anhum, which is definitely detrimental to one's iman. As Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhum said, I have never seen anyone after Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam of a greater capacity in rulership and politics than Hazrat Muawiyah radiallahu anhum. As Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhum says, I have never seen a man more acquainted with the system of politics in Islam and rule than Hazrat Muawiyah. As Abdullah bin Zubayr radiallahu anhu said, may Allah bless, and to Allah belongs the pearl of Ibn Hind, meaning his achievements. Ibn Hind is Hazrat Muawiyah radiallahu anhu. His mother's name was Hazrat Hind binti Utba radiallahu anha. And Abdullah bin Zubayr radiallahu anhu says, we had awe for him. Even the lion in its den was not more courageous than him. But he was so kind with us. And sometimes we would influence him. And he would let us win, even though he was a genius, so intelligent. But he would give in just for the benefit and the betterment of others due to his forbearance. And he says, by Allah, I wish we had him for a longer period, as long as this lofty mountain would stand. And he pointed to the mountain of Abu Qubays. I wish Hazrat Muawiyah's rule and reign lasted as long as the mountain, meaning for a much longer period, Allahu Akbar, because his time was so special. Hazrat Abdullah bin Mubarak rahimahullah says, Hazrat Muawiyah radiyallahu anhu, from our understanding, is the test. Anyone who looks at him contentiously, disrespectfully, we doubt that individual's belief in the Sahaba kiram radiyallahu anhum. Then Abdullah bin Mubarak rahimahullah was asked about Hazrat Muawiyah radiallahu anhu. He said, how can I comment about a man who, when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam led the prayer and said, Sami'a Allahu liman hamida, it was Hazrat Muawiyah who responded right behind the messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Rabbana wa lakal hamd. Mu'afi bin Imran was asked, who's superior, Hazrat Muawiyah or Hazrat Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahimahullah? Or Hazrat Muawiyah radiallahu anhu, in wrath and in a fit of rage, he said to the questioner, "Are you mustering up the courage to compare a tabi'i with a sahabi?" Hazrat Muawiyah is his sahabi, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sahabi, brother-in-law, scribe, one entrusted with wahi. How dare you ask such a question? Subhanallah. Radiallahu anhum. Let's recite three quls and send for this great sahabi and all the sahaba radiallahu anhum in the form of isaru thawab to cover up somewhat, ya Allah, that the harm of those who disregard and disrespect the greatest benefactors to humanity.